98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
League of Ireland on 98FM. The best place on the radio for the SSE Airtricity League.
Now, Shamrock Rovers 3, Dundalk 2. A thriller in front of 7,500 fans at Talla Stadium in the League of Ireland on Friday. It means Rovers have won 4 from 4. They're 3 ahead of Dundalk, only 4 games in, of course. Top 2 in the country for the last couple of seasons as well. And Jordan Flores of Dundalk, Nathan, scored the best League of Ireland goal that I've ever seen, that I think has ever happened in football. Michael Duffy played over a lovely flat corner, and it was like a volley, but he didn't jump, and his foot was at head height, and it flew into the top corner, and it has had over 5 million views on the RT Twitter, and it was just outrageously good.
It was disgustingly good. And I saw on your Instagram page that Sky Sports News picked it up as well, so it just obviously highlights how incredible of a goal it was. Yeah, as you mentioned there, his foot was head height, so he sort of let the ball beat him, hit it with his trailing leg, left foot, straight into the top corner like a bullet. Three keepers wouldn't have stopped it.
If you haven't seen it, go on to @RTSport on Twitter or just type in Jordan Flores, JordanFlores. He scored a great goal a couple of weeks ago as well, but this one was just out of this world good. The winner, though, came from Jack Byrne, the Shamrock Rovers midfielder, Ireland international, in front of the watching Ireland manager Mick McCarthy. And we'll hear his views in just a second. But first, the Shamrock Rovers head coach, Stephen Bradley, has been reacting with End of Call.
Yeah, we're delighted. Because I felt we scored. We were creating chances, and then they got on top. They were the better team in the first half, and we had to hang in there from the first half. But I thought second half we really went up our levels and dominated the game in the second half.
We'll start with the match winner, Jack Byrne. Calmness personified tonight.
Yeah, he's outstanding, isn't he? I don't think Jack could have produced that performance last year at this time, because I don't think he was fit enough, but now his fitness levels are through the roof. You see that tonight, and when he's that fit and that strong, he's dangerous every minute of the game, and he showed that tonight.
It's early days still, but now that Dundalk and Bowes both knocked off your shoulders for a couple of weeks at least, how big is that for you mentally?
No, when you look back at the league last year, our head-to-heads against Bowes, Dundalk and Sligo weren't good enough. Simple as that. We need to improve in the head-to-heads. And we knew that at the start of the year. And look, we've done that against Bowes. We've done it tonight, but we need to go now next week against Sligo. And then when we come up against them again, it has to be more of the same. But them three, we have to improve.
Over 7,000 at the game tonight. Top of the table clash, 5 goals. Is that something that we can expect from Dundalk Shamrock Rovers going forward? And how big is that rivalry for the league going forward as well?
We'll see as time goes. We'll see. We obviously both have to keep winning. But I think it shows the potential of this football club that we have 7,500 people here tonight. I think it shows the potential of the league as a whole. The two best teams in the country go head to head, and 7,500. I think it's a massive plus for the league as a whole.
Now, Jack Byrne scored the winner in that game, and he chatted to Irish Football Fans TV's Paul Nealon.
I think obviously getting the goal up was great. Do you know what I mean? I just think the wind was a big factor after we went one up, and you know, they're a strong side and they played to their strengths. They used the conditions well and put pressure on us, like, you know. But look, we weathered it, and then obviously conceded a goal after the second half early doors, and then we had the win. You know what I mean? We started playing our football, and thought we were brilliant. Like,
what were your thoughts when Pat Hooban obviously scored that? It was a great goal. He ran in.
It's sick, to be honest, because I thought we were playing well at the time, and it's probably my fault, to be honest. I gave the ball away trying to hit a diag. I probably shouldn't have tried to hit it. I probably should have just went with. Look, you get the ball away against good teams like this, they're going to punish it. And it was sick, to be honest, because I thought we were playing well at the time. I thought we were controlling the game. We were using the weather then to our advantage and playing our game. And look, it's one of those things that we considered early in the second half.
Yeah, and then obviously getting back into it, I think it showed good character from yourselves, because, you know, a lot of people would have said last year maybe we would have crumbled under that. Now this season you kind of have a little bit of a psychological edge after the cup final.
Yeah, I don't think so. I just think it's like, they're a top side. They're champions of Ireland for a reason. Do you know what I mean? We're trying to close the gap. We're trying to hopefully one day get past them. But they're a top side. They're unbelievable players. So look, it's not a psychological advantage or anything like that. It's just that we trust what we do, and we played well tonight in patches. Probably controlled most of the game. I think it was probably a fair result.
Yeah, just the goal taught me through what was going through our mind at the time. Great finish, by the way.
He's a top player, Luke, and I want to get a bit of stick out to Dundalk fans are always leading up to this game. Chris Shields and Javi in our back pocket, all this stuff. So, look, it was nice for me personally to just, you know, get him on the half turn for probably the one time in the game that he let me go. So I'm happy with how I manoeuvred the ball. I work on that a lot, you know, the little stop start and you know, I was happy with it.
Yeah, on left foot as well.
Yeah, swinger. Just one look. It was lucky. Well, lucky. I practice it, but they don't come in from 30 yards that often, you know what I mean? So, look, I'm happy with it, but I won't be hitting one like that again anytime soon, I wouldn't say. So, look, it's good night.
The crowd tonight, the fact that it's packed, great game of football from both sets of teams, you know what I mean? It just proves that there's great quality in the league, you know?
The league needs. It needs nights like that. It needs, you know, crowds like that. 8,000 people at the game tonight, and it's on TV.
And five goals.
Yeah, it's unheard of, and I'm sure everyone that came here tonight will be looking to come back, but they want to be coming back and watching quality football like that. So look, it's the potential's there. We all want it. It's just what I guess the backing now, isn't it?
Yeah, and just lastly, then obviously the squad's going to be announced for Ireland in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about it, to be honest.
Yeah, without jumping too far ahead, but you've done yourself no harm, is all I was going
to
say.
Yeah, I'm trying to do as well as I can for myself, and. Look, it's not a stupid question because everybody asks it, but everybody wants to be involved. There's every single player in this country would want to be involved in that game, you know, in Ireland or if you're playing in England. So, look, of course I want to be involved. Every kid's dream to be involved in games like that, but look, whether I will or not, it's not in my hands. All I can do is, you know, try and play well and try and do what I do.
Jack Byrne chatting to Irish Football Fan TV, and before him is head coach Stephen Bradley. You'll hear from Vinnie Purty, Dundalk manager, on offtheball.com. The other games on Friday: at Dublin Derby at Talca Park in front of 3,000 fans and just over another sellout. Shelburne beat St Pat's by a goal to nil. Jay's Cabia got the winner with a header in the 22nd minute. Rory Feely sent off for Pats as well. Referee Sean Grant, a questionable decision really. Looked as if Aaron Dobbs just accidentally fell over himself, tripped up his own feet, but Feely was given a second yellow. And yeah, refereeing in the League of Ireland is a question, and one you definitely want improvements in. And in the coming years, if the league is getting better and it's getting more exposure, you want the rest to be up to a decent standard. Bohemians beating 2-0 in Derry as well. Disappointing for Bows, of course, having had a decent enough start to the season. Lost to Rovers on the opening day. Had a great win against Sligo. I was at the game last weekend or midweek on Monday, but yeah, they were beaten 2-0 by Derry at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. And Cork City picked up their first point of the season, beating Finn Harps by a goal to nil at Turner's Cross 2. Of course, stories about Cork's future and a possible takeover involving people involved in Preston North End in the Championship, of course, who bought Sean Maguire and Alan Brown from them. So that was a great win for Cork and Neil Finn. Sligo Rovers against Waterford last night postponed due to the weather. In the first division, Cabin Teedy, two wins from two. Great start to the season for them. They beat Athlone Town by 3-1 in Athlone Town Stadium. Top of the table clash involving Drogheda and Longford. Longford Town won that by a goal to nil. Sam Verdon got the winner there. Brandon Birmingham, the Drogheda sub, Nathan. He came on in the 70th minute. He got two yellows in the first 6 minutes on the pitch and he was sent off. And again, questionable refereeing, but not a great night for him, given he's only just on.
That's Mario Balotelli-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, fair enough, but I don't think he deserved it, really. There was a big protest, don't think he really deserved it, but Bray beat Wexford by 2-0, and UCD a 1-0 win at home to Cove Ramblers as well, so well done to the college on that one. And a game I was at yesterday in Tallaght Stadium, Shamrock Rovers 2-1, Galway United 1. Nathan, I understand the number of Shamrock Rovers players treated after the match for hypothermia, both at the stadium and in hospital. I believe the Galway United team bus had some medical issues and sickness on its way home too as well. I went to the shop at half time and I walked about 150 metres to and from a garage and got absolutely soaked to the skin. My forehead was in pain and I was out for about 4 minutes. I know the players, a lot of them didn't want this match to be on. At half time they didn't want the match to be on. And for sports people to be being treated for hypothermia because of a match, like Fran Gavin, the lead director, was at the match. He left at about 10 minutes to go, and he was in the stand. I was in the stand in the press box. The referee surely didn't want to be out there. It was a terrible game. The pitch was wrecked. Why are we making people play sport in these conditions? Why?
I don't understand. It's not benefiting anyone. The fans aren't enjoying it. The players aren't enjoying it. It's not making for a good game of football. I don't understand who it benefits to have the game. But surely the League of Ireland season can definitely fit in a game later on down the season.
Yeah, but like the hurling is the same. You know, all the sports are the same. I'm not just saying football. But I guarantee you that players and managers would prefer to play Friday, Tuesday, Friday, or Friday, Monday, Friday. The First Division never has midweek games. So, like, Sligo was called off in the Premier. Why was that game on? I don't know. And it's so frustrating and so concerning for young players, a lot of them on both teams. Like, very sick. I just mind boggles.
I don't think you can make a more clear argument for why a game should be called off when players are being treated for hypothermia.
Yeah, full fixtures for both the Premier and the First Division next weekend on offtheball.com.
It's the greatest league in the world. League of Ireland on 98FM. 98FM. Now that's what I call sport.
Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9. Only on 98FM.